This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the holiday season usually come lots of parties and chances to buy fun holiday clothes, festive ties perhaps, glittery gowns. Behind all those clothes, though, are lots and lots of companies, sequin manufacturers and fabric suppliers and dressmakers. And this year, with in-person parties pretty much out of the question, it's a challenge. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
There's a company in New York City's garment district called Shine Trim. It sells elaborate embellishments, like sequined red bows and gold beads, to fashion designers and dressmakers.
And we also get a lot of people just coming in, you know, I'm going to a New Year's Eve party and I want to bling it out.
Owner Helen Lin says she's noticed something this year. Clothing makers are coming to her saying, I need to make my customer a really fancy blouse.
It's got to be all sequin and all crystal, and we want to do it so shiny.
But nothing for the waist down. Because if you're going to a holiday party this year, it's probably on Zoom or FaceTime.
I've not heard anything about, like, I'm wearing these amazing pants that I need to get tons of rhinestone for.
The people who are buying fancy clothes for virtual parties are the exception. Lynn says sales are down by about half, and the company had to close one of its stores. Michael Londrigan is a professor at the Fashion Business College, LIM.
Holiday attire took a major hit this year.
He's actually going to a virtual holiday party for his college today. But he didn't buy anything new to wear, just pulled out an ugly sweater. His words, not mine.
It's red and green, it's very bright, and it has a polar bear who is wearing a scarf that's actually like a tie.
There is a possible silver lining here for the suppliers and makers of sparkly dresses and the like. David German owns AGH Trim Source in Manhattan, which sells about 4,000 kinds of decorative trim. He says his sales have dropped by at least half, but
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand that we're going to see when the vaccine really gets this under control.
And once it's safe, he thinks people are really going to want to celebrate in person. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.